Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Wow, today is this week really has been fantastic. My goodness, so much is happening. But I wanted to really take a break today and kind of step away from the news and focus on one man, Julian Assange. I don't know much about him myself. And I thought to myself yesterday when it was trending, President Trump is going to pardon Assange. It was floating around. A bunch of people were sharing it. I was like, I don't know anything about this. I'm not going to touch it. Sure enough, it wasn't true. It was this someone somewhere started it. I don't know what it is. And I thought to myself, I want to know more about this. And who do I know that could help me figure it out? And sure enough, Cassandra Fairbanks, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Thank you
for having me.
Oh, no. Thank you for joining me. Seriously. As I just said, I really wanted to learn about Julian and what happened to him, who he is, why he is, you know, under such heavy scrutiny right now. I just want to know more about him. So, you know, thank you for joining me to, you know, help everyone understand what's going on with him. And most importantly, me, because I like to do that with my show. So first off, why don't you just introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are, those who don't know.
Okay. My name is Cassandra Fairbanks. I'm a reporter for Gateway Pundit. I've known Julian for a long time. I actually only got into writing because I wanted to defend WikiLeaks. Wow. So it's been a long time. I write for a pro-Trump website. I used to be a leftist. I don't really know how else to describe myself. Yeah.
Isn't that almost like everyone? Like, you used to be a leftist? I mean, it's a loose term because were you really a leftist or did you?
Right.
Because, like, was I a leftist? Someone was like, oh, you were a liberal turned Trump. And I was like, I don't really know what I was. I wasn't political. I was just human living on this world, you know? But it's interesting, though. I didn't realize how closely connected you were with Julian. Like, you said you became a reporter to defend WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I used to post. I was actually very anti-social media for a long time. And I guess in 2011 or so, I joined Facebook so that I could rant about WikiLeaks and what was happening and things like that. I was always very anti-war. So when the war logs came out, it was a huge big deal. And then websites started contacting me, asking me to write because of my Facebook rants. That's how it all started.
Rants. That's where it starts.
Yeah. And so over the years, I've gotten to know Julian fairly well. I've visited him in the embassy several times.
Really?
The last time that I visited him, the Ecuadorians locked me in a room and wouldn't let Julian come in unless he consented to a full body search.
Wow.
So they locked me in a room for the whole 2 hours that we were supposed to have a meeting and wouldn't let him come in because they were scared that he was either going to give me information or that he was going to do. What he usually did was bring in a small radio and just play like white noise on it so it would muffle our voices so that the surveillance cameras wouldn't pick up what we were discussing.
Yeah, wow.
And they didn't want him to bring that in. So I only got to see him for about 8 minutes in the hallway the last time that I saw him before he was arrested.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So now I know did he start WikiLeaks? Is that?
Yes.
So WikiLeaks was kind of his child. So what happened? You know, I actually have a tweet that I saw yesterday because the conversations, you know, everything was about him yesterday. Well, and what was going on with the dueling electors. But I found out a lot of random things, and some of it has to do with WikiLeaks and the things that he was trying to contain, you know, or not contain in a, you know, like, I don't know. Can you explain it to me? Like, what exactly happened to him, you know?
So back in 2010, Chelsea Manning, well, Bradley Manning at the time, but Chelsea Manning now, was in the Army and was an analyst. And she basically just took all these files off of hard drives and sent them to WikiLeaks.
Okay.
When WikiLeaks got them, it was like 250,000 cables.
Wow.
So when they got all this stuff, they were spending quite some time going through and redacting names of people that could get hurt, like, in, you know, informants in Afghanistan and things like that. People who are helping the U.S. Because they would be at great risk, you know?
Of course.
So they were going through redacting everything, and it was taking some time. And they were, like, slowly releasing things that were relevant through media outlets that they had partnered with. But they were doing it very responsibly. They didn't just, like, mass dump all this information, right?
Okay.
And then it was actually Luke Harding from The Guardian. He wrote a book, and in the book, he put the password to the torrent that had the full files unredacted.
Oh, no.
And so this website, Cryptome, and a bunch of other people put it together and figured out how to get these files. And they were like, we're going to dump it all.
Yeah.
And so Julian did try to contact the State Department and be like, hey, this stuff's all about to get released. Do you want me to help you, you know, mitigate this or navigate it?
Yeah.
So they weren't even the first ones who published this stuff. But then once it was out, they did, you know, full release. But
so WikiLeaks, they waited essentially until after it was the cat was out of the bag.
Right.
You know, hackers on the internet connected the pieces, got to the information, put it out themselves.
Right.
And Julian actually tried to reach out to the State Department and said, this is happening.
Correct.
Like, what do you, you know, and then did they not respond? And then he said, all right, well, WikiLeaks is going to put it out there because it's out there already.
Right.
You know, they just decided to release it already.
Yeah. The State Department was basically like, whatever. Like, wanted nothing to do with it. Hillary Clinton's State Department had no interest in mitigating the damage or containing it or working with them in any way. And so it, ultimately it all got dumped, right?
Yeah.
But they did try to responsibly go through and redact things. Okay. It just wasn't how it worked.
All right. So they still, the WikiLeaks people still tried to protect some of the people that were at risk of being targeted
and
whatnot.
And so that's the really messed up thing about all of this is that they're going after WikiLeaks for publishing it, but they weren't even the first one. And they're not going after any of the other people who published it.
Really?
So how are you going to go not go after these other, you know, 50 people who published before they did, but then go after the 51st person, you know?
Especially if he reached out and tried to...
Right, which he did.
Tell them, like, hey, look at what's happening. Yeah, we have this information, but we're trying to, you know, do it, you know, responsibly.
Right.
And take care of these people that could be... You have violence against them if found out that they're the ones who are in these positions. That's a shame.
And he was, I mean, WikiLeaks was working with tons of media outlets all across the world to go through this stuff and to find the important stories. And essentially, he's being prosecuted for doing really good journalism and for practicing journalism the way he was supposed to. I mean,
what exactly was the charge?
He's being charged under the Espionage Act. He's facing 170 years in prison.
Wow.
So it's a big deal.
But why is it him that's facing these charges and not Chelsea Manning?
Well, Chelsea Manning did face charges.
Okay.
And I believe Manning was sentenced to 32 years in prison. It might be 34. But Obama commuted the sentence.
Oh.
Right. So... they're going after Julian even harder than they went after Chelsea, and it was Manning's job. Manning is the one who swore to protect this information and was responsible for it.
Right.
Julian was not. He's not even a U.S. citizen. He wasn't the one in the military.
Right, he's Australian, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, they apparently, the deep state couldn't keep Chelsea, so now they're throwing the book at Julian.
Well, why would... I know this is, you know, a little bit of a sidebar, but why would Obama commute that sentence for Chelsea?
Well, Chelsea had repeatedly attempted suicide in prison. I think that it was a little bit of an act of compassion or whatever.
Hmm.
It was one of the only things that Obama did that I like. But even if you don't support Manning, because Manning was the leaker,
right?
It doesn't mean that you can't support Julian, because Julian was the publisher. He had no obligation to check this information. Correct.
Not only was he one of the publishers, he was one of the few that were trying to release this information, you know, properly.
Right.
You know, like an actual journalist. Here's the truth. I'm going to protect my sources, protect the people that are, you know, in the stories.
Yeah, it's deeply unfair for Julian to be facing trial while people like Luke Harding, who irresponsibly published the password in his book.
Yeah.
Did he get in trouble at all? No, and he's still writing fake news about WikiLeaks to this day. It's insane.
Well,
he wrote that fake story about Manafort visiting Julian in the embassy, okay, which never happened and would have been on camera everywhere.
Yeah.
If it had.
Yeah, you'd think someone going into an embassy.
That place was the most surveilled building I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
I mean, they had cameras installed all down the street that this embassy was on.
Wow.
When I walked up to the embassy the first and second time I visited, somebody popped out of an alleyway and started actually taking photos of me with a telescopic lens. Like,
whoa.
They would have had video. They would have had everything. The whole embassy was under surveillance. There were cameras in every corner of the conference room. They even had cameras outside the bathroom. Really? I went to use the restroom while I was there one time. And when I came out, I was like, oh, there's a camera right there. Cool.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, I used the bathroom.
I wrote about it a lot, actually. I wrote about the surveillance at the embassy a few times. I'll post links to that later. But
wow.
Yeah, there would have been a lot of evidence of him being there if he had been there.
Yeah.
He was never there. Well, but they were trying to go after Trump. So.
Yeah, that's the thing that what I don't get. It's like all this collusion, the whole Russia hoax thing. I mean, it is. It's a hoax. Like,
right.
They brought it up and made it up. And it's like, it feels like they need to have a bad guy. They need to blame someone. And Julian just feels like he's just in their crosshairs.
That's the most unfair part of all of it, in my opinion, is that they've made him out to be this cartoon villain in the media, right? Like, he's this shadowy person, doesn't really talk to the press. Like, they can say whatever they want about him. Because the last year that he was in the embassy, he was gagged. They told him that if he spoke to the media or if he did any releases relating to any ally of Ecuador, that they would throw him out.
Wow.
So they were putting out these stories that he has bad hygiene and all this stuff, making him out to be a cartoon villain, and he couldn't even defend himself.
Because he wasn't allowed to talk.
No. And so, you know, you have these other people that they try and make the villain, like Roger Stone and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And those people at least can defend themselves in the media. They can make themselves seem like a person, like a normal person.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to Julian about this. And he was like, you know, I don't seem like a person to anyone because I'm not allowed to speak.
Such a shame.
It's really sad.
You know what? I'm going to take this example, this time to just show, you know, a little side of his life. This is from his partner. This is Stella Morris. She tweeted this yesterday. I haven't said anything to the kids yet, but I am trembling with anticipation that they might have their father home for Christmas. Look at that smile. All right. I don't know this man, but I can tell you that's love right there. And you can, and you know what? Not even, I'm not sure whose smile has more love there. Cause you can see, that his child there is super happy to see his father, and his father is super happy to be with his child. And that is a shame to know that, man, I'm a little teary-eyed because I felt your energy there, and I get it, though. It's like, it does feel like they are making an example out of this man, and, you know, it is, they do this too much. They think that they can get away with it because they have for so long. They just are like, whatever we do, whatever we want to do, and that's why they tried to throw Trump under the bus, and we've seen it, I mean, this year, for me especially, I've been watching it happen in real time, like them just trying to make him the worst person ever. Now they're blaming, they got half the population of America blaming him for every single COVID death, which is just bonkers to me, you know, but that's what they do. They convince people, you know, and he's on such this high pedestal that he isn't like a human anymore, you know, and that's kind of like Julian. He's not even allowed to talk and like speak for himself. And that's really a shame.
So,
it's pretty insane.
Yeah, it really depresses me because he's such a he's genuinely a wonderful person. Yeah. Like when I came out for Trump, a lot of people were attacking me, and everybody was calling for any of my friends who were popular to disavow me publicly and stuff like that. Julian was a big target of it. People were constantly harassing him, being like, hey, disavow Cassandra. She's pro-Trump. She's a fascist. Da, da, da. And Julian refused, and he never caved into it. And he defended me, and I think it takes a really good person to do that. And I was really moved that he did, because, you know, it would have been one thing if he just stayed silent and pretended not to know me.
Yeah.
He didn't. And I thought that was really cool. I think that he is a wonderful person.
Yeah.
And it's just deeply unfair, everything that's happening. And even if you're really anti-WikiLeaks and you hate that the war logs were released and you think that, you know, America's national security should come first, how much do you want him to pay? He's already been he was locked in the embassy for 10 years almost. He couldn't go outside. His lungs are terrible now because he was in this like dusty, dark embassy. You know, what kind of sadist thinks that somebody deserves more time than that for doing journalism?
Right.
Our government, apparently. It's very sadistic.
So there's a few other things that I just want to ask you about. The whole, like, Sweden's government going after him, and Denmark, or what exactly? Maybe not Denmark. Some other countries up there. Like, what was going on with that?
So, when WikiLeaks was at basically, like, the height of their popularity from releasing this stuff.
Okay.
Julian, it's actually, I feel gross even talking about it because it's stuff that's so petty and stupid. But there was an investigation into him for rape in Sweden.
Okay.
But it wasn't even rape in the way that we in the U.S. think of rape.
Okay.
What it was he had went out on a date with this woman. One thing led to another, whatever.
Okay.
He was speaking at a conference. There was another woman at the conference. They vaguely knew each other, these two women, one of which has ties to the CIA, but that's a whole other story. And he ended up going on a date with the other woman. The two women got jealous. One of them claimed that he didn't use a condom, or that he had kept having sex after a condom broke. And so that was rape. And they wanted him to be forced to take an STD test, basically. But they were accusing him of rape because the condom broke. And it was a petty lover's quarrel. Even Women Against Rape, feminist group, came out in his defense and was like, this is not rape.
Yeah.
But because all this stuff was happening and all these governments wanted him, they were basically looking for a way to catch him.
That's what I've like, the conclusion I came to was they're just trying to get him back into the system somehow. Right. Then of course they were like, haha, we got you for evading the whole thing that we put out there in the first place.
Right.
So now we get to bring you in. It's
But he was never charged. He was never charged with rape. Anybody who says that is lying.
Okay.
But the investigation was dropped, I believe, 2 years ago.
Okay.
So that's not even a issue anymore, and it was a pretty disgusting and egregious thing to even claim that a condom breaking is rape, but
it's like it was his fault or something.
Yeah.
So where is he now? Where is Julian Assange?
He's in Belmarsh prison, which is basically the UK's version of Gitmo.
Oh wow.
He's in there with terrorists, and there's a big COVID outbreak on his block. And he's in real danger because his lungs are shot from being in the embassy.
Wow.
He's currently there. He's not in custody of the UK, really. There's no charges against him in the UK. He's just being held because of the extradition process.
And he's being extradited to come back here?
Possibly. The trial just went on, and then the judge is expected to give their decision after inauguration, so sometime in January.
So it's all happening right now.
Yeah.
So what was he being espionage, you were saying.
Yeah.
So obviously you're close to him, so you know a lot about it. What did the trial look like? Like, what you know, does it look like it's going to be in his favor or?
The trial is insane. They blocked Amnesty International from sending in court observers. I was actually a witness in the trial, and the prosecution didn't want me to speak. And so they accepted my written testimony without challenging it. And so they tried to minimize access for reporters. Journalists had to apply and they could watch remotely. They weren't allowed into the courtroom. The amount of journalists that they even gave access to was very limited. They tried to keep as many witnesses off the stand as possible. I mean, it was a kangaroo court. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look great.
I mean, do you think anything would have changed their mind? It feels like after everything I've just heard, you know, the past, we've been talking 20 minutes now. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what any defense that he would have brought, because they know they need to blame someone for all of this, and he's the guy.
Yeah.
They're just, that's it. It's Julian Assange. He's the boogeyman that brought all this stuff out. And yeah.
He's pissed off governments all over the world. He's pissed off everyone in D.C. I mean, there's very few people who have been involved in WikiLeaks releases who want him to be released. I mean, Sarah Palin is one of them. She's great. He leaked Sarah Palin's emails during the McCain election.
Mm-hmm.
But she has come out and said, you know, I'm glad he did it. He was doing his job. He was doing journalism.
Wow.
I think he should be released. She's great. I've talked to her about Julian, but she...
hold on. Did I just gain a little bit of respect for Sarah Palin just now?
I love Sarah Palin.
What? Now, it's funny because I remember... See, now I'm realizing I was kind of like this brainwashed liberal, because when I think Sarah Palin, I'm like, what a joke.
Yeah.
Because I remember how, thinking back, how she was pretty much smeared and made fun of, and Saturday Night Live went nuts on making fun of her, and... I don't really remember much about the details of what they made fun of or like why they were making fun of her. But that takes a lot of courage to go out and say, like, look, I don't remember what the emails were about that he leaked. But
there was not anything too major on her. But
OK. But for her to even go, look, you know, he got them. He released them. He was doing his job. Like, that's pretty awesome. Shout out to Sarah Palin. All right.
Heck sure. Yeah. I was shocked. I mean, I talked to her at length about it, and I was just like, wow, you are so cool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That is cool.
That's cool. When did you speak to her?
Gosh, this was maybe 2 years ago at Trump Hotel.
At
some event, yeah. And I had on my free Assange bag.
Nice.
And she was like, great bag.
That's awesome.
And then I periscoped her speaking to Jack Posobiec about it. And I think there's a video on YouTube of her talking about WikiLeaks. But she took it in stride and she was like, yeah, free him.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty cool. But most people in D.C. are not like that. And they're very upset. And John Bolton's another one. His emails were leaked. And he's been out. He was out for blood forever. So,
Pretty much all the time, right? Isn't
yeah,
he like warmonger
like,
Bolton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Julian has made a lot of enemies, and the UK government has spent millions of dollars surveilling that building when he was in the embassy. I mean, they had orders to arrest him even if the Ecuadorians tried to take him out in a diplomatic box or a bag.
Really?
Which would be violating like diplomatic protocol in huge ways.
Wow.
But they wanted him that bad that they were willing to do that. So I don't have tremendous faith in the judge denying the extradition request at this point.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they held the trial here?
No, it was in the UK.
It was in the UK.
Yeah, at the Old Bailey.
Hmm. Yeah. So the UK is charging him or we're charging him?
We're charging him, but...
Through their courts.
They have to have a trial on whether or not they're going to extradite him here.
Okay, so...
So that was what was happening.
So it was a trial to see if the... UK judge is going to approve him being extradited here
correct.
For then us to then put him through trials.
Correct. And if he is extradited here, the judge that he would be before is the same judge who sentenced John Kiriakou, who personally requested the Snowden case. This judge has requested basically every national security case, and it's in Virginia, so any jury or anything, it's right in the center of, like, all the government agencies.
Great.
But she has never ruled in favor of a national security defendant.
Never.
Never. So he's in trouble if he's extradited here and if he's not pardoned.
So wouldn't he have to be here to be pardoned? Like, how? No. So how could the president, obviously it would be President Trump that would make the pardon for him. If he, is it because he's only being extradited because we're trying to, like, we, not me, obviously, America, is trying to drop the hammer on him. So if he was pardoned, he would be able to walk free out of there. Get, what is the jail called?
Belmarsh.
Belmarsh, okay.
HMP Belmarsh.
Yeah, so it would just be, he would be able to walk out?
Yeah.
Wow.
All it takes is a pardon. That's all we need.
So what can you do? What can the you know, what can anyone do right now?
Well, big news as of today, Julian has formally requested a pardon from President Donald Trump.
Really? Formally?
Formally.
Oh, wow.
And so if you could tweet at Real Donald Trump and tell him why you think that Julian should be pardoned, maybe try and, you know, politely bring it up as much as you can so that he knows that there's support for this, that would be a big help.
That's pretty huge. So it's official, like, he, because this whole thing yesterday, it turns out to be bunk.
Yeah. So, which is that was horribly cruel. I feel so bad for Stella.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And this is what she tweeted out yesterday, too. I showed this tweet earlier, and it's just like, man, that is so brutal for some. I don't know where it started, but I mean, people were sharing it around. Tim shared it. And I was like, whoa, Tim shared it. Jeez. And then, of course,
I had slept late because I was up all night working the night before.
Yeah.
And my daughter was at her dad's, and so I was sleeping in, whatever, and all of a sudden my phone is just like, burp, 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 yeah. And I was like, what's going on? And I go out, and my boyfriend's like, apparently there's talk of a pardon, and I was like, what? And then I'm in a group chat with a lot of, you know, WikiLeaks people, and everybody was celebrating, and then I was like, oh no, this is probably fake.
Yeah.
And then it was fake, and
we'll talk about,
I just
the timing.
Felt awful
the
for everybody.
I mean, that's gotta be, what is up with that? You know, yesterday was a crazy day. This week, my goodness, this month.
I mean, it's possible that Trump was testing the waters.
Maybe. Yeah, like, so that's a good point. Like, maybe just dabble, you know, see, throw a little bit of fish food out there and see if people ate it and were happy about it. And I mean, from what I saw, it looked overwhelmingly in support of it. Like, yes, awesome, this is good.
I was crying.
Were you?
Yeah.
I can only imagine Stella, his partner, you know, being, it's like the most brutal tease ever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you heard that, you know, he's formally asked for a pardon, which I didn't know, I don't know how it works, you know, if you ask for it or they just pardon you or whatnot. But I saw this right before you got here, Project Veritas. I have a little tweet from him. This is James O'Keefe here, basically saying that he's got a conversation between Julian and the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all the stuff's kind of coming out all right now.
People should definitely watch that tomorrow.
Do you know anything about it? What do you know?
I know a little bit, and all I can say is that people are definitely going to watch it, and it'll back up a lot of what we were talking about with how he did try to mitigate damage.
Oh, wow.
So I would keep an eye out for that. Also watch Tucker Carlson tomorrow night. I believe they're doing a segment related to WikiLeaks.
Oh, awesome. Exposure. That's going to be released tomorrow. Man, so I mean, I want to tweet this out, and just you know, from what I've seen, you know, it's almost like them dropping the hammer on James O'Keefe, for example. Like, he's just showing stuff that's going on. Like, it's not that the stuff that he released wasn't happening. You mentioned it was like national security stuff that was released in those reports, But I heard that it was some much darker things and some crazy stuff. Now, I don't know if it was true or not. I'm not going to say it.
Well, it's that, I mean, you're probably talking about the DNC leaks, which he's not charged for at this time.
Oh, okay. Something but, about stuff going on in Belgium.
I don't know.
There's
been a lot, though.
Slaves.
He's real.
Like, oof.
WikiLeaks has... A lot of people think that WikiLeaks is only responsible for, like, the war logs and the DNC leaks.
Okay.
There's so much more. So much more. Highly recommend Googling, you know, WikiLeaks best releases or something. Yeah. There's lots of lists out there. They've exposed dark things for sure. I'm not sure which you're speaking of specifically, but there's...
Yeah.
There's a wealth of information that they've released. And
it's sickening, and what I saw.
If they're allowed to throw him in jail for the rest of his life so that he dies in prison, it will be used against other journalists. And it'll probably be used against people like James O'Keefe when you have, you know, a Democrat administration in there. Who are they going to be looking at first? The people who embarrass them.
That's true.
And this is going to set a precedent that we won't be able to come back from.
She makes a really good point. What is the line? Where is that line? You know, what are we going to allow? You know, I'm right now on a platform that I don't know if I'm going to be cut off, you know, talking about all of the election stuff that I've been referring to. Just, you know, just like you said, it's like I'm basically embarrassing these people that are trying to do what I'm talking about. And if they get away with it, do you think I'm going to be around still? No. I mean, if you don't know who James O'Keefe is, you should. Because he's doing a lot of this stuff and bringing to light a lot of ridiculous stuff, talking about the bias in the media, how blatant it is, how they actually talk about it behind closed doors. And that's just one thing that he's done. You know, James O'Keefe has, you know, he keeps bringing out stuff. But then you think about Julian. It's like what Julian's done, you know, it's like the bigger picture. You know, I just this year learned how important politics are, understanding who's making the laws and how you can't keep your head up your butt and you have to pay attention. You have to be part of the conversation. And when you're part of the conversation, you need to know the truth. If you don't know the truth, then you're blindly just accepting what they're telling you. And I don't think anyone should do that anymore. I think we should all be a part of the conversation. We should all have the truth. So hearing about what Julian brought to the board, he didn't even bring it to the board. It was already on the board. That's what blows me away. It's not that he even, like, went and got himself. He didn't get Chelsea Manning to give it to him. It's just, like, it came to WikiLeaks, and he's like, all right. Clearly, he was like, we need to handle this, because this is crazy stuff. Now, I don't know too much about what is in those reports.
A lot.
I mean, is it secret stuff? Like, what do you know about those reports? I mean,
it exposed... a Reuters journalist being killed by U.S. forces.
Oh, wow.
U.S. had denied that took place.
But it actually did.
Yeah. A lot of... we didn't know the civilian death toll in Iraq and Afghanistan. WikiLeaks shed a lot of light on that. What it did was it showed people the true cost of war.
Yeah.
And by doing that and releasing things like the collateral murder video, it made war... real for people, and so support for it went way down, and we started pulling back, and that wouldn't have happened without WikiLeaks.
Good.
So
I think that's exactly what I'm talking about. If we're going to be at war, we should know the true cost of war. That's why when I look at this flag right here, this was given to me by someone who is out there defending us, fighting. I don't know what they're going through. They're not doing it of their own volition. They're being told by the people higher up, and they're the ones who are trying to hide the true cost of war. When what we're just living in our comfortable bubble in this country, that's what so many people need to understand, what it is that we have here. You know, what kind of death is actually happening out there for us to have this world that we live in. Like, everyone's so comfortable here. But they don't get that. That's why when they see the true cost of war, they're like, whoa, you know, it really makes them think about a lot of things. And I think more people need to have that slammed home for them. Like, yeah. What it actually takes to have a free country, to have people out there fighting for us. to have innocent lives being killed because of it, because we're being this world police. Well, Donald Trump's trying to bring us home. Now they're trying to vilify him that for bringing peace in the Middle East. Like,
yeah, it's incredible.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. How is it not a good thing? Don't we want peace?
Yes, we should.
Exactly.
But, you know, Lockheed Martin and the politicians that they've bought and paid for do not.
That's correct.
So,
money.
War is profitable. Exactly. Peace is not.
Exactly. So. Yeah, where is the money to be made in peace?
No.
You know, selling weapons. And it's like, that's the thing. Trump's like, well, I'm saving Americans' money by not spending it on war. Right. Now look, I can put it into the economy. And that's what he's been doing. Bringing jobs here. Not making weapons and selling stuff across, you know, sure, he's selling soybean. Everyone likes to bring this up. Well, you know, he sold, you know, stuff to China. It's like, yeah, we're selling it to them. We're not buying from them. All right. We're selling stuff. We're energy independent for the first time in 60 years or something. It's crazy. So the stuff that he's doing is just incredible. So, man, this is really important. Julian, it's not even about Julian right now. It's so much bigger than him. And it feels like it always has been, right? It's like you said, it'll be used as a precedence for the future. You know, if he goes down, that shows journalists aren't allowed to be journalists anymore.
No.
You know, Trump is thinking about vetoing the NDAA, the National Defense Act. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
It would be incredible if he did that. Mm-hmm. The Smith-Mundt Act is in there. The media can propaganda against American citizens. China's, you know, spending millions of dollars to influence our media. Like, do you know that? I've talked about it on my show a lot. So hopefully, you know, a lot of them do. But this all has to do with that. You know, we need to save the ability to talk about the truth.
Right.
Freely.
Information must be free.
Yeah, absolutely. If information is no longer free, then we're going to be fed lies forever, and we will no longer be free.
It's true.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. All right, that was a solid conversation. My goodness, I feel for Julian, man. I didn't know that you were actually really close with him. Yeah. That was new information for me.
Yeah, he's a wonderful person. Never believe what people say about him.
Yeah. Thank you for joining me on the show today.
No, thank you for having me. This is my favorite topic. So
nice.
I hate being on camera. I hate doing on camera interviews, except
should we do a close up?
No. Anytime somebody's like, do you want to come on and talk about WikiLeaks? I'm like, yes.
Nice.
Let's do it.
Well, tell us about yourself though. Like, what do you you work for the Gateway Pundit?
Mm-hmm.
Is it your paper, or you just work for them?
No, I work there.
Okay, okay.
It's owned by Jim Hoft.
Okay.
In St. Louis.
All right, right on. And what kind of stuff do you cover normally?
WikiLeaks? Well, we're very pro-Trump. I cover a lot of WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Excessive amount of WikiLeaks stories. But yeah, I don't know. Check it out. It's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Well, I gotta say, she's actually here to go on to the Timcast IRL show, so she can't actually hang out with us too much longer. It's been about 40 minutes. I know we went on early.
Yeah.
So let's get into some super chats. And I'm gonna continue my show. I have a few things that I'm gonna talk about, but I'd like to get into these super chats to see if anyone has any questions for you. I actually do have a couple questions from my locals. Someone said, what will you do if you ever meet your enemy, Cassandra Unfairbanks?
We'll fight to the death.
And who would win?
Me, of course.
Nice, nice. And also, someone wants you to collab with Caitlin Bennett.
I would love to. I've met Caitlin. I think she's great. She's hilarious, adorable. She's great fun, very smart.
Awesome.
Would definitely.
Well, you hear that, Caitlin? You guys go ahead and meet up and do your thing. Matthew Hammond said, Cassandra is the best.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for being awesome. That's for you.
That's nice. Thank you.
You're the one being awesome. All right. So I am not your buddy guy says, serious question. Where's the incentive to have election integrity anymore? Why don't Republicans just kick out all Democratic poll workers and find ballots at 3 a.m. to always win?
I've been joking about this.
I know.
Joking on Twitter a lot. If there's no fair election, why are we still playing fair?
Yeah.
like Republicans hate winning, clearly.
Right. I mean,
I just wish we'd cheated harder, honestly.
Or just cheated, period.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, if this is going to be the way it is, like that, see, this is why we can't do that, because we're fighting for integrity. We need to regain and maintain integrity. You know, that's so, you know, when you start playing dirty, the game is lost.
Yeah,
on both sides.
At what point do you let people play dirty against you before you finally play dirty back? Politics are a street fight now. There's
You're
no rules
right.
in a street fight.
That's true. Yeah.
They've made that clear the last 4 years. So
yeah, that's a good point. I think Trump is doing some serious work. I think it's a trap. I think he knew this was going to happen. He put executive orders out throughout the year, his presidency, you know, in 2018, foreign influence, even a month ago on November 12th. If, you know, I don't remember specifically what that was, but it had something to do with the software. And it's really interesting. Like a lot of the stuff that, you know, if you really look at the big picture, it's like, it really does feel like he's setting a big trap for all these people.
Hopefully.
Because he's been talking about China for a long time. And from my view, from my research, they're behind a lot of this. They're the ones paying. Look at what happened with Swalwell. Mm-hmm. You know, who else did they get to? You know? Who else is that? Where else is that money?
That's true.
Matthew Perkins says, Soy Jesus talks to a pretty lady. More at 10. In all seriousness, Cassandra, you're one of my favorite journalists. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
Right on. Vasidia says, two things. In reference to why Manning was pardoned by Obama, I heard on Jimmy Dore, Manning was tortured. Also, I heard recently that the FBI lied about having info during an FIOA request about Rich. Any thoughts on this?
I don't want to go into my thoughts on Rich too much.
Yeah, because that they're banning outright.
There's a whole, well, it's just very complicated and there's a lot.
Yeah. That's another episode.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
When I finally go, whatever, my channel is going to be on the outs anyway, might as well just cover everything.
Yeah, what was the first part, though?
It was that supposedly Manning was tortured.
Oh, right. Yeah, I actually know exactly which Jimmy Dore episode you're talking about. That, yeah, pretty much. Everybody knows that Manning was tortured, and...
She was.
But we got to remember, too, that Manning went back to jail for a year because the government was trying to force her to testify before the grand jury against Julian Assange, and Manning refused.
Really?
So, and Manning is, I don't think that she's a very big fan of Julian or his politics or anything like that right now.
No.
But Manning took a stand against a secret grand jury, would not testify against Julian, and that I think is respectable.
Yeah.
So.
Right on. Especially, I mean, being tortured.
Yeah.
That's, pretty this is it's crazy the more I find out about all this stuff.
Yeah.
Xior says, love the show, love to hear Cassandra's opinion. When I first heard her voice, I thought it was a cold or something, then it didn't change.
Sorry.
Yeah, it feels like you would have more of a booming voice, and because of I know you from Twitter.
Yeah.
And I know your personality on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, and then obviously I've met you a few times now, but because of your personality online, you're very outspoken.
Yeah.
So, but then when you're in person, you're soft spoken. I think that's that threw me off.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right on. Walba says, turn up the volume. We can't hear you. I did turn up your mic a little bit.
Sorry, I'm kind of far from it.
That's it's a little late.
Yeah.
A little late.
Sorry.
That's okay. Not to break but our chains. I love your name and I always mess it up. Was Manning pardoned? It was not. It was a commute.
Right.
Yeah, that's if you recall, yeah, it was. It was a commute. We did say it was a commute. Sparky says Sarah Palin started out as a journalist, I think. Is that true?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, right on. That's cool. I don't know anything about Palin, really. Sparky says Barr and Pompeo keep Trump from pardoning Assange. Really? Is that true? Do you know about that?
I don't know how much I can say about this.
Ooh, spicy.
My White House sources that I've spoke to have said that Barr was for sure the biggest obstacle to getting a Julian Assange pardon.
Okay.
Barr is gone now.
He is gone as of yesterday.
So we'll see.
As of the 23rd.
Yes.
He's still the Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
But on that note, I watched a video of a soon-to-be Attorney General Rosen, and that guy is talking about how foreign influence has been a thing for hundreds of years. And even George Washington was worried about foreign influence.
Yeah.
And he goes through all sorts of different examples, especially in the past year. He's talking about specific things. So I'm looking at AG, soon to be Attorney General Rosen, and I'm like, oh man. And I mean, my goodness, we're going to see. We're going to see what happens.
Nice.
Sparky says, fun fact, presidential pardons can be things that may have happened. Ford pardoned Nixon for crimes he may have committed, even though he wasn't charged.
Yeah, it's called a preemptive pardon.
Ah.
That's a thing that people really misunderstand quite a lot. People always tweet at me and they're like, he can't be pardoned. He's not even here yet. Or he hasn't even been found guilty yet.
Right.
You don't even need to be charged to get a pardon. It is a preemptive pardon. You can pardon somebody, for example, for any crimes that they commit between, you know, 2010 and 2020, or there's a million different things that you can do. A president's pardon power is very strong. There's not too many limits on what they can do for pardons, other than I believe you're not allowed to pardon somebody if it relates to your own impeachment. But
that makes sense.
As far as Julian, like, there's no reason that Trump couldn't preemptive pardon him.
Well, especially now that AG Barr is out of the way,
yeah.
if that was the case. Because AG Barr was more of a, you know, he was Attorney General during Clinton. Mm-hmm. Is that right? So, you know, he was a, you know, old school kind of a...
I believe that it was like Barr who also defended the bombing of, or the fire at Waco. So I'm
really
not a fan anyway.
Ah, interesting. But yeah, I don't know much about Barr. I mean, I basically got to know him during the, when he was, what was going on? I don't remember exactly what he was in the Senate. What was he?
The confirmation?
Yeah. Was it the confirmation? No, he was not defending something, but they were ridiculing, asking him all these questions, and he just drank his coffee with a pinky up. I don't remember what that was about, man. It's so much stuff has happened this year, so my brain's a little scrambled, but, let's see. Fatty B says, has Cassandra read Andrew Breitbart's book, Righteous Indignation?
Yes, it's one of my favorites. Yeah. I always say that former leftists fight the hardest because we know their tricks.
Yeah.
Andrew Breitbart was a great example of that. And I related to his book very hard.
What's his book about?
It's about basically his move from the left to the right, and, you know, how he was living in L.A. and working with all these people, and then... yeah, his rage at the left, I guess, for lying, you know, all these things that he once believed were lies. And that's kind of how I feel, too. Yeah, great book.
Right on. I should get that one. Ryan Jacob says, hey, Adam, love the show. Cassandra is awesome. What do you guys think of the Patriot Party? Is it possible that it comes to life?
I don't know anything about the Patriot Party, but I read a poll that said something like 79% of Republicans would be willing to go to another party if Trump did, or if he started his own party.
I mean,
so
that's literally what it is.
Yeah.
The Patriot Party. It's like, it's all these people sick of both sides.
Right.
You know, like, we just want to be Americans. You know, I don't want to be put on this side versus this side. It's like, why can't we just, you know, get back to being patriots and being okay with that? And as far as that's what I've assumed, you know, my own version of the Patriot Party. And I mean, it seems right. This is literally what I've been saying all year. Like, I'm not a Republican. I'm definitely not a Democrat. I'm an American. You know, I'm proudly an American. I love this country. There's nothing wrong with loving this country. We've come a long way. We've conquered a lot of amazing things, and given rights to everybody. And now we're in this time where we're spoiled and people are entitled. microaggressions. I saw this awesome tweet yesterday that said the people arguing about microaggressions haven't had to deal with enough macro dangers.
Yeah.
And I thought that was hilarious. I was like, yes.
That's good.
They don't understand what it's like to live in the woods, have to get food every single day, like every single animal out there other than human beings. Yeah. They don't get that. It's pretty insane. So yeah, Patriot Party. I love it. Adam Johnson says, so I'm getting my daughter an espresso machine for Christmas. I want to get her some of your beans. Have a consideration, a recommended bean for using as espresso. You know, it's funny because I've actually tried the espresso beans that I would be able to offer, and it's so good. But unfortunately, I don't have them available right now. And for those who are wondering, this is Krigler Coffee that we're talking about. I just started a coffee site yesterday, and I put it live. So anything is really good. This Ethiopian blend is a little bit higher quality. This region where these beans come from are actually really, really good. So it is a little bit more, but it is definitely probably our better bean that we have available right now. So thank you for your interest, Adam. I appreciate that. And Sparky says, Barr was Bush 41's attorney general. He's pals with Chris Ray. I mean, the more I find out about all of these political figures, the more interconnected they all are, the more sketchy it feels. It just, man, I want to know more about all of them. And the more I find out about it, the more I'm like, I don't want to know any more about any of these people. Someone actually just wrote in the chat, constitutionalists. And I actually like that. I like that. That's, and not only that, it's constitutionalists that are willing to fight to maintain the Constitution. Because that's the problem with Republicans. The Democrats are cheating their way, getting through, and not caring, and believing that the rest is evil, so it justifies doing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Where the Republicans are like, yeah, but we just want things to remain the same. We want, you know, to, like, all right, well, I guess this is happening.
Yeah.
It's like, what? No. What happened to fighting? Let's we want to fight for this stuff. We want to fight for this country. We love this country. We want to keep it this way. So classic constitutionalists, that's what it really feels like, the Patriot Party.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that's it. That was the Super Chats. I really appreciate you joining in on the show. I know you have to go up and join the TimCast show.
Yes.
So thank you for joining me.
Yeah, and thank you for having me. This is my favorite topic. So.
My pleasure, yeah. And when there's new stuff that comes out, feel free. If you want to come in and have a platform to talk about it, you're always welcome.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, so I'm gonna stay live, and I know you gotta bounce out. So
yeah.
Thank you for joining me.
No problem. Thanks.
My pleasure. All right, so that was Cassandra Fairbanks, and if you would like to follow her on Twitter, the link is right below. Are you Cassandra Rules? You can pass this fine on Parler as well. Like, how can people find you? Just Cassandra on Parler.
The Cassandra Rules
one's not me. At Cassandra, mm-hmm. on Parler. All right, so if you wanna follow her. Follow her on Twitter. Her link is below in the description. Thanks, Cassandra. And yeah, that was really incredible. We got another Super Chat. Malcolm McKee says, Barr became AG under Bush 41 because he was deputy and the previous AG stepped down. He oversaw Giuliani pursuing the five families. Oh, wow. All right. So yeah, this is a crazy time to be alive, to be honest. I mean, the things that we're seeing and witnessing is... It's pretty incredible. Sparky said, did you miss my Insurrection Act Super Chat? Maybe I did. I'm sorry, Sparky. Let me go back. Oh, here we go. I did. I'm sorry. Oh, why did I miss all these? There's a huge chunk of Super Chats. Okay. Apologies, everybody, for that. I wanted to get all the Super Chats out while Cassandra was here. It says, there's a few that I've missed here, so I'm going to go back. Shield Labs. Hey, Shield Labs. How are you guys doing? Happy Christmas, Adam. Everyone back out of chat and smash like if you haven't. Smash it. Oh, Shield Labs. I like that. Appreciate that. You know, it's interesting, Shield Labs. I created my own shield. And it's funny enough, it's very similar to your Shield Labs. Look at that. I got Krigler Coffee. I made a shield. it's my own shield. I'm quite proud of it, and thank you for that. I appreciate that. And smash that like button if you haven't. Definitely smash. All right. Sparky says, fun fact. I did that one. Insurrection Act enables treason charges. Oh. I mean, there are so many rumors right now of what Trump could do or will do in the next coming weeks. This is going to be really, really interesting to see what's going to happen. So no clue what's going to happen. Let's see. Matthew Hammond said, would Cassandra consider expanding District Herald to include comic book, TV show, video games, reviews, or whatever she is watching, playing, or reading? I will ask her. Unfortunately, I missed your super chat, Matthew. I'm very sorry. I will ask Cassandra later on tonight. Julian Assange says, I'm freaking wonderful. Thank you, Rupinam. Sparky says, President Trump should call the establishment's bluff and use the Insurrection Act to straighten out the 2020 election and remain in office. It's not off the table. I don't think it's off the table, to be honest. I think that we're in unprecedented territory. Seriously, this is what is going to happen. I don't know. Josh and Jesus says, Cassandra, I respect you greatly. She had to go upstairs and prep for the Timcast IRL show, unfortunately. Sorry. Alpha Zero Omega says, Julian Assange has committed no crimes. If anything, crimes have been committed against him. He has been through enough. Free him now, Mr. Trump. President Trump, if you are listening to my show, obviously watch my show because this show is fantastic. I'm kind of half joking. I think it's a good move. I think it is definitely, you've been talking about, I'm talking to the president right now. You've been talking about Section 230. Repealing it, the NDAA, you know, vetoing that. I think it's a good idea. I think you need to really look at what's going on. Now that Julian has actually officially requested a pardon, I think it's something that we should do. It's protecting free speech online. You know, Chelsea Manning is the one who brought the information to light. He was just trying to control how the public saw it. Meaning he was trying to protect people. We're going to see what happens with this Project Veritas story tomorrow, which is supposedly Julian Assange talking to the State Department about all the stuff going on. So we're gonna find out about that tomorrow and actually listen to this. It's going to be crazy. Donnie Royster says, what do you guys think about Texas looking to reform the Republic of Texas? Honestly, we'll see. Because Texas straight up called it, Dominion voting machines are fraudulent, they don't trust them, they have no place in Texas, and they refuse to have Dominion anywhere near their elections. It turns out that they were right. It turns out that they were right about it. So Texas is like, so what, you guys just get to cheat? And we're sitting here like going, we did it legitimately, y'all are crazy letting these Dominion software change votes. They've proven it. They proved it in Georgia. They got a machine, tested 100 votes. 36, every time they did it, 36 votes for Trump would switch to Biden. All right. Then they did it in Michigan. They did a forensic audit. An MIT, Duke, Harvard graduate. He worked for NASA. He did a forensic audit. And now that is not... How much proof do you need to know that Dominion is dirty? How much? To me, it blows me away that this is not mainstream news. It's because they're all complicit. Everybody wants this to just go away. They probably want me to shut up. I'm not going to shut up. I'm American. I want transparency. I see this stuff happening right now. More people should be annoyed and pissed off about this. It's crazy. So... Republic of Texas, you're looking awfully delicious as a state to live. I'll tell you that. Vasidia says, Adam, you should really look into WikiLeaks. Has CIA hacking tools, emails revealing Obama knew about Clinton's servers, Clinton Foundation teaming up with Big Pharma to get drug prices high. Jeez. See, I don't know much about WikiLeaks, but my goodness, it's crazy. Gabe Tedder says, hey, Adam, could you give the address for the sticker thing again? All right. I will actually do that right now. I want to remind everybody what the sticker thing is. All right. So I just started a coffee company, Krigler Coffee. All right. And you can go order coffee. But my coffee that I named myself the Catalyst Blend, all right, that is named after the board that I actually designed myself when I was a pro skater for Arbor Skateboards. It's a longboard. You cannot get them anymore. You might be able to buy them used or find them online. But I have a few of them, and I am going to be giving one away in celebration for my new coffee company. All right. And how you enter is kind of fun. You send me a self-addressed envelope with your address stamped, and I'm going to give you a sticker. I have boxes and boxes. I have thousands and thousands of old skate stickers from my time at working at skate shops, being a pro skater. I had many different sponsors all send me stickers, and I would give them away, and they would send me stacks and stacks of them. So I have so many stickers. So I'm going to be giving out stickers. One lucky winner, I'm not going to tell you who, I'm going to just send you my board, all right? And it's going to be one that I've actually ridden. It's still in good shape, but it's going to be actually my board that I designed, and I'm going to be giving it away. So to join in, you have to send a self-addressed stamped envelope to my P.O. Box, P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. And that's right. And that's it. That's all it takes. So you're going to have enter into a chance to win a board. I'm really excited about it. And I love my board. I still have a few other ones. I don't skate longboards as much anymore because I fell in love with just classic skateboarding, popsicle stick, if you will, shortboard, just a classic skateboard. I just like it more. It's more fun. There's more things you get to do. You could skate a ramp. You can, do some crazy slides down a mountain. You can do street style stuff, flat ground, freestyle. I just have a lot more fun skateboarding than longboarding nowadays. Although I am looking to get into some downhilling stuff. Someone in chat just said, sign the board. I will absolutely sign the board. It's going to be, you know, my custom board. And actually, if you go to my website, you can actually go, click videos, and you can scroll down, and there's actually all of my skateboard videos. And here, this is actually me, my professional video, my debut of my board. So when that board first was released, it's, actually, here, look, this is Adam Krigler and the Catalyst. Let's just pull this up, right? Can I do this? Whatever. Check this out. This is me on the Catalyst that I'm going to be giving away. Is it, I don't know if it's playing smooth or not. All right. I don't think it's playing smooth, but I just want to show a couple tricks. This is a good little line here. A slide shove it. Stand up slide, 360. I think it's a big spin stand up slide. I don't know if it's a little choppy or not. Unfortunately, I don't know if it's smooth or not. But you can go to my page and watch those videos yourself. I'm sorry if it was a little choppy there. I can't. It's showing choppy on my OBS, so I don't want to do you guys dirty and show you choppy stuff. But you can definitely go to my page, and it's all there, all of my skate videos. You can watch me skate. But yeah, that's the board that I'm going to be giving away. Again, thousands of stickers I've got here. So just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'm going to be snap a picture of everyone that I take, whoever sends me an envelope. I'm going to take a picture of each one, and on the show, maybe I'll do it on the show live, that I will... I'll just announce who the winner is. But we'll say it's a month. No, 3 weeks. Maybe on the new year. You know, maybe I'll do like a new year's. Well, actually, I want to give it a little bit of time for people to send in. So maybe I'll do it in the middle of January or something like that, where I will be able to show it off. Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm really excited about giving away stuff. I really love contests. I really enjoyed having contests over on Timcast IRL. And now I have a couple things to give away. So someone said do a kickflip. I can do multiple different types of kickflips, actually. So it's kind of fun. So today I don't really have segments to talk about because I just wanted to get Cassandra on to really delve into Julian Assange. So if you missed the conversation that I had with Cassandra, please go back because it really humanizes who he is. You really get a clue in. I didn't know that Cassandra was as close to Julian as it seems that she was, or that not that it seems she literally knows him and has met him many times, and you know, even went to visit him when he was in the embassy. So it's really interesting. So there you go, Gabe. That was a long-winded way to give you the address of where the sticker was at. So, yeah. Matthew Hammond says, Pence needs to kick Congress out while he counts the electoral votes and announce Trump the winner. He then thanks Dominion for assisting in the count. you know, it's really interesting, though, because, man, you have no idea. Or maybe you do. There's some stories going around. It's like, it looks like, I mean, because there's contested dueling electors, that means there's two different packs of electors from each state that have dueling electors, which, I mean, a lot of them are. It's pretty insane. A lot of the swing states, Georgia, Nevada, I don't have all of them offhand, but there is quite a lot. Let me see. I know I just had it. Where is it? Yep, here we go. Seven states: Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. Also New Mexico, but that one. I mean, these are the swing states. This is insane, all right? Because what happens is January 6th is when the president of the Senate, Vice President Mike Pence, comes in and counts them. Now, this person Matthew makes a good point. It's like, we're not allowing anyone in. Use the police chief, just like the Democrats did in Michigan yesterday. Oh, no, everyone's in. Everyone's signed in. What do you think people are going to do? They're going to freak out and be like, oh, no, authoritarian. It's like, but they don't scream that when the Democrats do it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Seriously, drives me nuts. Sparky says Manning wasn't pardoned. Her sentence was commuted. Yes, exactly. We said that. All right. Now I've caught up to the super chats that I was at. So let's see. Adam Johnson says, FYI, the daughter getting the espresso machine turned 18 on 11/3 and voted for Trump on her birthday. Not trying to hook a young kid. Oh, good. Good to know. Adam, that's funny. But yeah, it's happy birthday to your daughter, and dope that she voted for Trump on her birthday. That's pretty sweet. What a great birthday. Not Your Problem says, look at Barr's dad connected with the Maxwells. And not just the Maxwells, the Epsteins also. I know I've seen a little bit about it. Not enough information to talk about it yet. Fatty B says, Patriot Party needs to immediately elect a woman of color to president of party so they can neutralize the most common attacks the left will use. That's a good point, but I'm a meritocracy type of person. Like, I just think the best person for the job should get the job, always, no matter what. It doesn't matter what sex you are or what color your skin is. Like, it's so stupid that we've moved so far away from that. Like, it should be a meritocracy. That's what every single animal kingdom is. It's like power of the fittest. The strongest survives. Like, the best person for the job should get the job. Like, why is that contested? That's, if you feel you deserve to be in that position, earn it. And if you don't earn it, then you don't deserve it. Because you should deserve and earn the spot that you achieve in this world. It just, man. Red Mage 13 says, just caught up with your show from yesterday. Congrats on both the silver YouTube buttons for 100K and also the launch of your coffee. Ordered a bag of the Gamer's Blend for myself. Keep up the great work. Red Mage, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I now have two silver buttons, one from when I was on the Timcast IRL show, and now the Atomcast IRL show. I'm very excited. Never mind. I'm going to get myself in trouble if I continue, if I say what I wanted to say there. Never mind. Moving on. Caucasian Persuasion says, latest update on the coffee biz. I'm wondering if Black Rifle is going to have a contender for title of favorite bean juice. I think so. I love my coffee. And actually, I've ordered a couple bags from Black Rifle. It is good coffee. I do like their coffee, but I now have my own coffee company, and it's really delicious beans. Everything that I've had from my coffee so far has been fantastic. I've been taste testing for about 2 months now, and it's amazing coffee, and it's fresh roasted on order. So when you order it, it gets roasted, sent out to you right then and there. It's fresh. It's got a sticker on the bag telling you the date it was roasted. It's all fair trade. It's really delicious coffee. I'm really excited about it. All right, so let's see. Mr. Paul R. says, Louisiana almost bought Dominion voting machines, but shady dealings made the seal fall through at the beginning of the year. How many red flags do we need? Gosh, it drives me nuts. Adam Johnson says, any thoughts on DOD shutting down Cyprinet? Cyprinet. I don't know what that means. Interesting. I feel like I need to look into that. What's going on with that, Adam? Look, if you guys want, hit me up on like my Twitter and Parler. I tend to post things, like almost set it and forget it. Like I don't. Sometimes I'll scroll through comments if I'm asking a question. I do a lot of polls on Twitter, but on my Locals account, there's way more interaction. So join me over on Locals. It's atomcastirl.locals.com. And I, you know, even tonight I just asked, you know, hey, is there any questions you want me to ask Cassandra specifically? So you don't have to super chat. I can have them kind of prepped. And I actually asked her first and foremost before I even got into super chat. So it's kind of a good way to have more direct contact with me if you'd like. And I'm going to be doing some cool things on there, and I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, come join me on Locals. It's a good platform. Brewmaster Monk says, bro, a ton of us are beyond pissed off about the corruption, but history needs to give us the system, give the system a chance to redeem itself. Also, CBD coffee coming soon, potentially. I am looking into it. And yes, I agree. That's why I think Trump has known about the corruption. All right. He's been talking about it for decades. No joke. He's been talking about this for decades, about how shady it is and how America is not how it used to be. And he's right. Make America great again means we Americans keep America strong. Not a bunch of Americans are rich now because China's paying them to do their bidding. That's literally what I'm seeing. All right. Make America great again means Americans are strong. Americans, you know, are building up their economy and producing again and making their own stuff. And it's like, if you have problems with environmental protections, then why aren't you boycotting China and Chinese products? Why not? No one does that. You know, I'm an environmentalist. I consider myself an environmentalist, but I'm also a realist. I see that people need stuff to survive. We have to figure out a way to produce it here so that we keep the money here, while also being environmentally friendly. I think there's a possibility. We need to work towards that future, okay? But we're not there yet. We need to get there. But stop complaining about America production and environmental protections when you're not complaining about China. Get out of here. Get out of here with that. Christian Robertson says, something big will be happening, and I believe Trump will still be president. But it's really bad that so many says Biden has won. The next 4 years is going to be Russia hoax on steroids. You better believe it. Tim Pool tweeted out 2 days before the election. He said, this is my prediction. Biden's going to be declared a winner. Trump's going to win via, you know, whatever happens through the courts, whatever. And the left will claim for 4 years the election was stolen. And I totally saw that, and I was like, yes, that is absolutely what's going to happen. Totally. I'm going to roll the die. Let's play the dice game. I roll the die, and first person to guess it wins absolutely nothing, but you will win me shouting you out because you actually won the dice game. So I just rolled it. It's, I'm not going to give you any hint to the number, but go ahead. I'm watching. But yeah, I think Trump is definitely, he knew this was going to happen. He planned for this. He was prepping for it. He's awfully comfortable. All right. He knows that it needed to happen. They needed to catch them in the act. All right. Imagine if they all had, and I think this is the truth, that they all knew that this was going to happen and prepped for it and had it locked in and ready for when it happened. And that's what we're seeing. All right. He is way too comfortable. Wow. No one has guessed that. There it is. Trace Adams. You're right. It was a natural 20. I rolled a natural 20. Trace Adams, congratulations. You're the first person. Not only did he say 20, he said a natural 20, which is true. I rolled a hot 20. It was beautiful. It's sitting right there. Look at that beautiful 20. I don't need to prove it to you. You just, you're going to have to trust me. But yeah, I Be Rippin' Him says, I'm starting my own Fartcast IRL channel soon. Ugh. The implications of what that could mean is pretty interesting. Oh my goodness. Yeah, so I'm going to just show you guys. I'm going to give you an update on my spot polls. All right, so every day I've been doing a spot poll about who do you think will win. Now it's been dropping. People are losing faith, but I mean 73% is still pretty high. 73.2 the other day. It went up a little bit yesterday. But 85% December 11th, 80% December 9th. Now, obviously, I have a little bit of bias in my followers because I'm a Trump supporter. And, you know, usually if you're a Trump supporter and you or I'm sorry, if you're a Biden supporter, you don't follow someone like me, which is fine. You know, I'm not upset, whatever. Anyway, I just want to give you an update. It does feel like it's hovering. Like it went down to 70% November 24th, and I believe that's when they were like, "Yep, Biden's got it. Biden's he's got the win." Now I don't think I'm remaining firm. I really do truly believe Trump is going to take it. I think so. People keep, you know, oh man, you're brainwashed, echo chamber, blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, I'm just asking because Biden isn't the president yet. He isn't the president elect yet. Sure. But if you look at all of the freaking, the stuff that's coming out, all the audits that are happening, Arizona just officially, went to do an audit. Georgia, now they're doing a signature verification audit. Well, what's going to happen if it comes out and they're like, oh, yeah, all these votes in Georgia actually are have to be tossed out. And, oh, yeah, look at this. The Dominion machines in Maricopa County in Arizona. Also, there's a lot of stuff that, sorry, we got to toss all these votes. My bad. Yeah, what do you think? It's because, or not because, he's going to take it. He's going to take it. All right, I don't need those on anymore. All right, who knows this guitar? This here is Sadie. Ooh, there we go. Fatty B says, the left believes the ends justify the means. If the right isn't willing to make the same sacrifice, they will lose. All right, now I get your argument, and I think you're right. The left definitely believes that the ends justify the means. But the problem is, when you stoop to that level, everybody loses, right? And now looking at what Trump is doing and how he is, for what I believe, all right, he's maintaining the high road, all right? How do you bring all these people down that are corrupt, that are actually, you know, breaking the law and manipulating and altering all this stuff? It's like, how do you capture them all? How do you prove that it all happens? You can't. You have to catch them in the act. You have to. You have to show the world that this is the stuff that's actually happening. It's pretty crazy, you know? But I, honestly, I'm looking forward to the time that I don't have to just talk politics anymore. That, like, being able to talk the truth is fine. I actually have a really, really special surprise coming soon. One of my best buddies, his name's Adam. Shout out to Adam. I know you're listening, buddy. Thanks for watching the show. I'm going to be flying him here because I would love to have a co-host, someone to talk about all this stuff. And I'm gonna get him out here. And he is fantastic. He's funny. He's one of my funniest friends. Dude makes me laugh all the time. And he is great. So I'm really looking forward to having him out here. Adam, his name's Adam, funny enough. So someone actually said Adam Squared in chat like 20 minutes ago. I saw Adam Squared and I was like, what? That's crazy. Because we actually had a band we kind of jokingly called it Adam Squared. But, I'm trying to remember the song. Oh, there it is. Hey, Adam, you remember this song? Malarkey. That was the name of our band. Our band's name was Malarkey. And this dude and I used to jam out a lot. Anyway, I've officially convinced him to, I'm going to fly him out here and we're going to test out the waters to see if he could just be my host or my co-host. And it's going to be fantastic. And the name is called, the name of the show is Adam Cast. So it's like, all right, Adam Cast. We don't have to change anything. It's kind of great. It's hilarious. So I'm really looking forward to that. So that's great. Oh, let's see. Latvarian says, Adam Krigler, AR-15, when? Love you, dude. See you on the front lines when this war gets hot. Peace and liberty. I mean, I hope that's not the case. Man, I do not want that to be the case at all. Mister says, you're looking a little bearded. I know. This is the longest I've ever had. This beard is ridiculously long for me. I've never had this long of a beard before. I'm looking at my monitor here. It's legit a freaking beard. I'm very excited about it. And I'll be honest, it would have been gone. All right, it would have been gone. But my Mormor loves it. So shout out to Morms. Hey Morms, how you doing? Love you. Josh Ono says, Adam versus Adam guitar battle. Ooh, that's good. We actually could definitely have a guitar battle. He's got a couple guitars. He plays guitar. He sings also. He actually sings harmony on some of my songs, my old songs. It's going to be a really fun show. We're going to be jamming. I don't know if you noticed, I set up my guest shot now. I got some books back there. But, yeah, I don't know if any of you play Commander, but that's a Traxa. Let's see, the Ur-Dragon and, Edgar Markov. Old Commander decks that Traxa deck, I think, is worth a couple hundred or like $100-something now. I'm pretty excited about it. And, yeah, actually check this out. Couple old magic boosters too. This is a Ice Age, and this is Unhinged. Some old magic boosters. I love having my stuff here. It's so nice that to be surrounded by my things. So, yeah. All right. So that's my show tonight. I mean, I feel like I'm just rambling now. Look, a lot of exciting things are happening. Yeah, White Lasagna says, gonna have to change the name to Adam's Cast IRL. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It is technically my my cast, so careful there. You're starting to look like the Quartering. Is your new co-host the Viking Dude? Who's the Viking Dude? No, I'm starting to look like the Quartering. Oh, is it because of the beard? Yeah, maybe. He does have a righteous beard. And actually, I gotta hit Jeremy up because I met him when he was on Timcast IRL last week, 2 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. And he was going to join me on my show. I've been a little busy. This election stuff has been ridiculous. Thursdays I have Carlin coming and, joining me. And then Friday I do my jam night. I had a few guests over the past week, so I'm going to really try to get him on my show. He's going to be on my show eventually. Jeremy, if you're watching, shout out to you. Thank you very much. If you don't know who The Quartering is, you should definitely check him out. His channel just hit 1 million subscribers. It's definitely worth it because he's consistent. He's got a really good head on his shoulders. He calls out a lot of lefties often. So it's pretty funny. Fatty B says, you don't want to stoop to their level. That's fair. For those who can accept loss, I'm trying to win. Yeah, I'm trying to win legally. And that's what I think Trump's doing. Like I said, you got to catch these people in the act. If you're not catching them in the act, you can't prove it. You know, it's about proving it. So I think that's the case. Black Magic, I see you. Said play a song. What song should I play? Ian's not, he just does the Timcast show now. Yeah, I don't know. I'll play a song though. That sounds good. Let's do this. Oh yeah. I do have some instrumental music, but not much. Morgan says, thanks for sticking to your morals, Adam. Thank you, Morgan. I appreciate that. What song should I play? Oh, RTK says, the Salty Cracker would be a great guest to have on the show. I absolutely agree with you. And actually, I hit them up on Twitter. I said, hey, you want to join me sometime? And they said, totally. And I totally forgot about that, honestly, until right now. So I'm sorry. I will absolutely get that going. Guys keep asking me for all these songs. I don't know. Taking it back. All right, I can play that one. Freebird. Really, Freebird? Gosh, Freebird. You guys are aging yourselves. there's only a certain age group that screams Freebird when someone's asking what to play. Fine Castle says, would you ever have Computing Forever on? I don't know who that is. Who is Computing Forever? I'm not sure. But yeah, Salty is going to be on the show. Yeah, everyone wants Salty on. All right. So I'm definitely going to have... my buddy Adam just hit me up. He said Adam's Cast. He likes it. All right, so we've got approval on Adam's Cast. Paper City Gamer Jeff says, happy Tuesday, Three Birds. Right on, right on. Yeah, what a great show, though. I didn't know anything about Julian Assange, but yeah, I'm very... I'm a lot more knowledgeable now, thanks to Cassandra for... letting me know. If you're just tuning in now, definitely go back to the beginning and watch, because Cassandra definitely breaks it down on who Julian is, what he did, and why he's getting in trouble and why it's something that we can help. All right. And we need to tag the president and be like, free, you know, pardon him. He officially requested a pardon as of today, which is crazy that I hit her up yesterday. I said, hey, would you want to come on my show tomorrow and like talk about Julian? She's like, yeah, sure. And today, Julian Assange officially requests for a pardon. That's crazy. I'm trying to remember how to play Will of the People. I kind of remember it. That song, that's Tim's song, and I need to practice it. Colby Richardson says, there's this guy I heard of who'd be a great interview for your show. I'm not sure if you've heard of him. Tim Pool, do it. I have heard of Tim Pool, and I'll be honest, I asked Tim if he would join me on my show and do an interview with me, and guess what he said? Yes. He said yes. So Tim Pool, coming soon, interview, he's going to be sitting in that chair, I'm going to tell him how wrong he is, I'm going to cut him off a bunch of times just for fun, just to really show him what it's like, you know, unplug his mic a few times. No, I'm just kidding. I am actually really excited to have Tim on the show because it's been a while since him and I have actually been on the show together. And I thought, honestly, I thought we had an amazing dynamic, him and I. And I miss being on that show. I would have loved to have continued the Timcast IRL show together. It's out of my hands. People keep saying, like, oh, why did you leave? I didn't leave. You know, oh, what did you, why did you think you should, you know, your show would be better? It's like, I didn't. I was forced out. Now I'm doing this because this is what I came here to do. So I'm going to continue doing it. SB says reunion jam Friday. That would be dope. Maybe I can get him to come in on Friday and do like a Friday night jam. Oh, thank you, Calvin. Mr. Reborn says Eddie Bravo, Alex Jones, one of us sometimes. Man, I would love if Alex came on. I got to meet him last week. He was very nice. He was very cool. I was pretty happy to be able to meet him. Oh, someone said, get Tom McDonald on your show. You know what? I haven't wanted to bother him because I know Tom McDonald is just like one of these guys that just seems to work like crazy. I would love, love, love Tom McDonald on my show. In fact, I asked him to join when I was on Timcast and he said, yeah, I'm down. And I haven't really spoken to him since, but yeah, maybe eventually. I'm going to hit him up. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's hard to play. Wow, my beard is like, poof. It's kind of funny. Like, look at this. It's just like coming out here. I like it. All right. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't like singing right now on that because I haven't written any songs for that guitar. Do you know what I mean? All my songs I wrote on an acoustic, and it feels wrong that I'm using an electric to play an acoustic song. So I'm going to, I'm working on a new song on my electric. So, and actually I've got, I got my new songbook here that I've been working on. And, this is the words to Freely. When I first wrote Freely, I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit down and write a song. Here's the new song I'm working on. I don't have a name for it yet, but it's pretty good. It's pretty spicy. So I'm looking forward to that. All right, everybody, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to jam a little bit. I'm going to play a little of this and try to write some more words to the song. One Try says you could trim the beard. True, I could. But, you know, I don't know. I probably should. All right, everybody, you guys are fantastic. You guys have a great night, and I will see you next time tomorrow here on Adamcast IRL. Good night. Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL, coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.